Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
We have a special guest.
I know. I'm so excited. It is 11:33. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Scott Long is joining us.
How are you?
Man, I have done Hammer and Nigel's show a few times, and it really feels great to be with a couple intellectuals finally.
Where?
Well, I was talking about the guy running the boards.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Kevin. Kevin is the... You know, he studied in Germany. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah,
for a little bit.
Did a lot of stuff internationally. That's why he's on this show, brings a little international
flavor. I don't
like
the international anything. I don't even want to go on vacation outside of the United States. I feel like the United States has got so many different countries in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of different... Just visit that.
Scott Long is our guest. You're a comedian. You've been all over the country. You now make a gajillion dollars doing corporate events, which is great.
Yes, that's my... I'm not making it on All Indiana Bets. I can tell you that. I do that with Jason Hammer every Sunday. It's on Wish TV. Some of you know that channel's there. And
now, are you not making it because of what you're getting paid or because of your betting?
I'm actually great at betting.
Oh, he's great at betting.
Okay.
Hammer, I'm great at it.
Here's the weird thing when they started this show. You're watching the show and you're thinking, what would a comedian know about betting?
Mm-hmm.
He's incredible.
Yeah. I'm good at it.
Yeah? How?
I do a lot of research. I also have just instincts in regards to gambling. I've been gambling since I was a kid, you know, walking the halls in high school, you know, thinking, man, I'd love to bet on this or that, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing. And today I'm filling in on, what do they call themselves now? 107.5?
And 93.5. You got to get the other one.
93.5. I've never listened to 93.5. I listen to 107.5.
That's because you live in Fishers.
That's true.
You can't get 93.5 in Fishers, but you can get 107.5 in
Fishers. You know, I don't know if you realize this in Fishers. I know you live on the west suburbs, Rob, but you can be arrested for drinking tap water there in Fishers. I don't know if you know that. I actually had somebody knocking on the door. They I guess the water company had found out that I was actually drinking the water instead of using bottled water.
It's one of those weird Indiana laws, huh?
Now you're filling in on the midday show. And
right.
You were in last week. And
yes.
I love this. And you know why I loved listening to you? Because you made the guy you were working with uncomfortable.
I think
it was Brendan. Was it Brendan?
And Brendan is like a pro.
Yeah.
He is awesome. Yeah.
Brendan and I have so much in common.
Yeah, it's the same thing, right? It's like your job is to be a professional broadcaster. My job is to be a lunatic. And
oh my gosh, yes, that's what I put on my resume when I sent it in.
It's interesting. You know, you were saying on air, you had applied for three jobs in the same day.
Yeah, last week I did. I wasn't even planning on applying for this one. I was just showing up because everybody, you know, I get a jury summons sometimes. I got it for being the Colts coach. You know, everybody gets a chance to apply, right? You know, so I was already on the west side. I'm driving in. I'm listening to Bowen and Query. And I'm like, you know what? I heard there's an opening noon to three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why not come down there? And then how did I top it off at the end of the night? Flew to Hollywood, had a date with Olivia Wilde. That's another opening that's available. I don't have boy band hair, but you know, I'm open for that.
Scott Long is our guest. He'll be filling in midday today, 107.5, 93.5, The Fan. Is it with Jimmy Cook? Is that who they put you with?
It is with Jimmy Cook, Kansas City Chief apologist.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Awesome.
I like Jimmy, but this week will be an awful week to have to work with Jimmy Cook.
I didn't think about that. Don't bring that up. I mean, we're going to talk IU Purdue.
Yeah. Because,
I mean... That was like it used to be.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, it was like all week you were excited. We have Don Fisher on at 12:30. Who's going to be better?
Are you going to call him Fish? Are you going to just call
him? I don't like that. I mean, I don't feel like I know him, you know? Like I feel like everybody knows him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the voice of like India. He should do the ads for Indiana tourism. I know Purdue fans wouldn't enjoy that, but he is the voice of Indiana. He's a spectacular guy. He's put up with so much. Think of, you know, all the coaches he's had, and he's had to be the football announcer. That's got to be toughest job in America. 50 years of doing football, IU football. He's
it's nap time.
It kind of is. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah. So he, and we have Trey Galloway.
Yeah.
Will be on at noon.
That's okay.
I love Trey Galloway. I was thinking top five IU basketball players that would be in a boy band. Trey Galloway's right there. A young Steve Alford with his feathered hair, of course. I got to throw in, of course, Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
Has to be the lead singer.
Absolutely. The mass singer.
He was like the mass. He was really good.
I have a question about comedy for you. Scott Long is our guest. You used to be on the TV shows and you were, the big time. And now you basically do like corporate events.
Yes.
Why? Like, what do you...
That's
he likes to eat, pay for things.
No, but you can eat and still play the heliums and the crackers and the improvs and the funny bones. I did all those for a long time, based here, which was weird. Here's why. I don't know what I'm allowed to say anymore.
Point.
I would never do show in Bloomington anymore. No clue. No.
Seinfeld said that years ago too. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's not even controversial.
Yeah.
So I kind of created a new act. I wanted to do corporate shows because I'm like, I'm clean, but I just don't even know anymore what you can say and what you can't, and you get too loose.
That's going to be depressing, isn't it? Because you love comedy, right? You're a funny guy, and you have to rearrange the way you do it because you don't know what you could be funny about.
Well, here's how you do it, is you only talk about your life.
Yeah.
So now I just talk about my life. I talk trash about my twins. I have 14-year-olds. I call the Cleveland Browns because they're good individually, but they suck as a team. And that joke's worked all 14 years of their lives, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just the way it works. I talk trash about them. My daughter, Maddie, is 19. She's on the autism spectrum. And I tell funny stories about her, but she's my heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a weird, but really works. And I'm like, hey, and it does pay better. And instead of me working four nights a week, you know, out in Toledo, instead... I'm doing one show, making the same amount of money, and I love the audiences because they actually appreciate me.
Are they nice? Are they nicer? Are the corporate audiences nicer?
Here's why they are. Because I'm the only comedian they'll see all year. A lot of them have not even seen a comedian in a long time. Then I come in and I pump out positive energy. I'm really funny. I work the crowd, so I make them my co-stars. And if I'm at Helium... I'm one of the five most unknown acts all year. They're pumping out, hey, next week we'll have Bill Burr. And the next week we'll have, all these big guys. And they're like, man, I wish I was there that week. And then they bring me out.
So the corporate gig, you're the headliner. You're the man.
I'm the only act.
Yeah. Do you have a crazy writer contract with all these jobs?
Oh, good point. Yeah. Like an M&M's with a Van Halen or something like that.
Fifth of Jim Beam, whatever it is.
No, I that's another part about me. I'm really good at what I do. I write specific, like if I'm doing a show for accountants, that are naturally hilarious people, I make it funny.
Yeah.
But I'm low maintenance. That's what I do.
Scott Long is our guest. He'll be filling in on the Midday Show, 107.5 The Fan. Before we talk about that, I did want to talk about your daughter, Maddie, because I love seeing the stuff you post about her on social media and her... She is like the key to a very good Fishers girls basketball team.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up, Rob. It's crazy that, when you're a parent and you're dreaming, okay, you have this child, and we were older parents. I was 37. We in vitro.
Oh, that's not that old, man. I'm 39.
Well, I had 41-year-old twins. So that I'm 41 years old having twins. My mom had me when she was 18. She took me to college when she had just turned 37. So different lifestyle. My first child's born at 37. Mm-hmm. So, you have these fantasies and dreams. Oh, my child will do this or that. And then, she's on the autism spectrum. I'm being told, well, she'll never marry, hold a full-time job. She'll live with you the rest of her life. And those things are all true. Those things will all be the case. But I'm like, she loves basketball. She plays Special Olympics basketball. She's not good enough to play, high school basketball. So how can I find out a way to make her part of it? Because I've lived in other places, okay? I've been all over the country. That is true when they say high school basketball in Indiana is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
The emotion, the truth of it. The IU-Purdue game Saturday, you felt it there.
Yeah.
There are games at IU or Purdue where you don't even feel that like you do at a high school game in Indiana.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So she's the manager. She sits on the bench. She's the one person.
She's more than the manager, though. She's like the good luck charm.
She kind of is a good luck charm. She does this like wild dance after they win. They won sectionals. Which they lost last year to the eventual state champion, Noblesville. And she had told the girls, because they were all crying after the game, and she looks at them like they're her Taylor Swift or Beyonce. They're her idols. She has their posters on the wall that she says goodnight to. Mm. It's so beautiful. This only can happen through sports, truthfully. So she sees them crying. She's crying. And then she tells them, no more tears, girls, for next year.
I love that.
I mean, that's awesome. Developmentally, Maddie's more like a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in her heart, she could feel that. So they've kind of grasped that. That's kind of like their hashtag for this season. No more tears. They won in double overtime against Noblesville just Friday night. Last night, they won the Mud Sock sectional because they played HSE again, where my twins go to school. Weird world.
Wow.
I have one daughter at Fishers, two at HSC.
Everything's really screwed up in Fishers.
I don't get into that. I don't get into that. I don't do that show. There's been hosts on the sports channels that have talked politics. I stay out of it.
Scott Long, I love you, man. The All Indiana Bets show. Is this the last football show?
Super Bowl Sunday. Yes, we will be taping. I am on a 12-2 against the spread NFL heater.
I love it.
86%.
I love it.
Do you hate money? Tune us in. Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock Sunday. All the boring Super Bowl pregame shows. Hammer and I, we drink, we eat, we act like Vikings, we gamble, just like how you were told as a kid you were supposed to behave on Sunday morning.
And listen to this man today, 107.5 The Fan, 93.5. You're filling in. You're the guest host. No pressure.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks for being here. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.